Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the stolen ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/CJSF radio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF2573. Welcome everyone to Slumber Party. We're here every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. Thank you so much for joining us on this lovely Tuesday. Great weather. I think I sat outside in the sun for a bit for lunch, so that was nice. This week we have a topic this time, so stay
Yay.
Tuned for that. Yay. And, of course, we have our regularly scheduled music, so we'll just get right into that straight away. So this first one is by the artist Aura Kogan. Song is The Smoke, and it's from the album Hard Hearted Woman. And she is playing May 1st in Nanaimo at the Vault Cafe, and also May 20th in Victoria at the Other Guys Theater Society. So if you like this song and want to check out the rest of her music, go right ahead.
Enjoy.
I'm not afraid to Good.
It's just part of my routine. I wake up.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. You're tuning into Slumber Party. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. The last song you just heard was by Bianca Oblivion called Move It. I added that one in because DJ Star and I, we went to go see Bianco Oblivion. I think it was 2 weeks ago or so.
Yeah, 2 weekends ago.
2 weekends ago. Very good. Awesome lady. Fortunately, we probably should have gone earlier in the night to get free tickets because we waited 4 months and paid like $30 for this.
Yep. $20.
$20.
It's respectable.
Respect. But still, anyways, very good time. So that was her. Mm-hmm. And then the one right before that was, I believe it was Klepto by Sophie Powers and Lixie Liu. That was more hyper-pop. One before that was Lose Control by Ori and Umaru. It's like more kind of glitchy house dance. We did a lot, actually.
Yeah, we were running through those, just talking behind the scenes.
Yeah, we had to catch up. And then that other one you heard was Again Again by Sahadi. We played her before. She's awesome. She's around our age.
Oh, wow.
Well. Yeah, she's, I think, 22 or so. She's Albanian-Canadian from Kosovo. She was, I believe, classically trained, and she won a bunch of competitions and awards in her hometown. And now she's become this DJ producer. Very, very impressive. Not jealous at all, but...
No, comparing myself.
No.
We're radio DJs, so it's fine.
Oh, yeah.
We have not won any awards yet.
Yet. And then, did we play this George Sand by BB Club?
Yeah, we did.
We did.
We played all of those.
Yeah, maybe take away the award from my end here. But yeah, we played George Sand by BB Club from the album Amaro.
So, yeah, write that stuff down.
Write it down. Anyways, this is now into our little talking session now. So, the topic for today is cosmic insignificance therapy. Yeah, this one is more of a discussion, kind of, I'm hoping. But this was inspired from just in general where I've been learning more about human evolution. And, you know, we've been evolving for millions of years. We've had hundreds of millions of years of just banging things with stones, and we've had hunting and gathering. And, you know, like, we've gone through so much in history, and here we are today with cars and radio shows and school, and it's just like, how significant are we in the grand scheme of things? Kind of idea. And this specific type of therapy was a concept that's coined from the author Oliver Berkman from his book 4,000 Weeks, Time Management for Mortals. This is recommended by the popular author Cal Newport. So he's known for a lot of his productivity books. Like, it's that orange book. It's like 10 reasons to not give an F, something like that.
Stoicism.
Yeah, a lot of stoicism. So this idea, cosmic insignificance, is rooted a lot in stoicism. So getting into it, though, what even is cosmic insignificance therapy? This is actually not a recognized therapy type, to preface.
I feel like it's more of a philosophy.
Yeah, that's what they've been saying. They've been saying that there are therapists and counselors who implement ideas of cosmic insignificance, but it's not really a recognized or scientific therapy type itself. But it's relatively new, and the idea of it is that it's for you to, you know, kind of overcome your thoughts by stepping back from an immediate thought or feeling using a cosmic perspective. So this perspective is essentially that understanding that we live on some sort of insignificant planet, on a star, in a galaxy, in some corner of the entire universe where other universes can exist. And it's essentially embracing your irrelevance on Earth, as gloom and doom as it seems.
Mm-hmm. And when I first thought about cosmic insignificance, I just instantly thought of this video where it's like a full zoom out of you walking around on a street, and then it's like the whole globe, and then it's zooming out further and further until you're just a little speck. And it should, like, that idea should inspire liberation and freedom rather than a depression or rumination or anxiety that's very focused on oneself and places a lot of importance on external factors in one's life as well. It should do that, but we can get into it a little bit more, because just to preface, I don't know how I feel about this philosophy, at least for me. I'm sure it works for some people.
I feel like it does work for certain people specifically, because there's no way every type of therapy would work for every person, even if this is not technically a therapy type, but an idea. But yeah, using this kind of zoomed out perspective, and it really kind of broadens all of just our everyday challenges and sufferings into this, you know, more spatial context, but also like a temporal context, because, you know, our issues have been struggled at, like, a lot of people have had our exact same issues over time as well, and decades of people. So I feel like on my end, I thought that having this awareness, it is more positive, because for some, or if you can take it, or if someone takes it that way, that you can feel more calm and lighthearted and not take everything so seriously, because you know that your insignificance is good in a way. And it also is able to embrace humility, because it lowers your self-importance and also your ego as well, because you aren't the center of the universe in a way.
Yeah, and I think there are definitely some valuable things to take from this, especially I feel like a lot of people place so much emphasis on making their existence meaningful in some way and making a big change, or even just every day needing their day to be very exciting or memorable or thrilling. And I kind of think like that sometimes as well. So there's a lot of expectations and pressure based on this idea that we have to make the most out of every second, like constantly be living in the present and just doing the most that we can. But in this philosophy, it's more so countering that idea by saying that, oh, it's actually okay to have an ordinary life, because we're all gonna die anyways.
Yes.
Just like, you know, anyone who's super famous might be remembered a little bit longer, but in the span of the universe's life, however long that may be, it is very, very small and insignificant and will be forgotten.
Yep. Donna. Yeah, this could also spiral in the opposite way. Unfortunately, that's, I think, the downside of this, because, you know, I feel like this could also spiral someone into a depression in some ways.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking as well.
Which we'll mention later. But it does, for the good part, for the good portions of this, it has a lot of, you know, good philosophical and spiritual roots that are trying to make good of this term. So cosmic insignificance, there's actually not a lot about it online as much as I thought. But these are some of the ideas I thought were included with this. And the first one is that it has Western and Eastern philosophy and religion mixed to it. So for the Western part, of course, there's a lot of Stoicism in this kind of therapy type, because Stoicism is essentially has more of an emphasis on mastering your emotions and focusing what you can and can't control in your daily life. So it's a very practical form of philosophy. So I guess that's why Cal Newport recommended this book and idea, because it's the same thing. Like, his books on productivity and everything are also very Stoicism involved.
Yeah, and maybe this is a stereotype, but I definitely associate at least contemporary Stoicism with gym bros and
yeah, that's what I was
like, suppressing their emotions fully. So it definitely can be misapplied or misunderstood, at least, because yeah, you can control your emotions, but you don't want to control them so much that it causes you to suffer more by repressing them in some way, because it is up to interpretation, like, how in what way that you would control your emotions and like even control daily life. So that is just a little note, I guess, is like when you get into the realm of Stoicism and even the cosmic insignificance theory, there could be a sense of apathy developed in general that could be a bit maybe just a bit risky.
Yeah. I've seen the idea of the Stoicism, especially on YouTube. There's like all these videos that are centric on specifically gym guys or like lonely guys who need to maximize their life. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's that more like, you know, this constant self-improvement idea that is rooted in Stoicism, but it's twisting the idea, the original, you know, philosophy in a way because of all this suppression. And also with, you know, gender roles and masculinity, like, you know, traditionally men are supposed to control their emotions and, you know, don't feel too much, don't be too emotional kind of thing. So, yeah, I see problems there too. But along with this, you know, root idea in Stoicism, I also see that there's some Eastern philosophy and religions involved with this insignificance, because I see like the Buddhism and Hinduism tie too, because of being, you know, more present and more aware of your thoughts is very similar to mindfulness. And so, for example, in Buddhism, the Noble Eightfold Path is kind of one of the there's like eight steps to reaching enlightenment in Buddhism, and one of them is called right mindfulness. And this is I see that this is kind of the same idea, where you're avoiding clinging on to transitionary states or things, or, you know, transitionary feelings, and so you kind of just take a step back at your immediate emotion, just like the therapy type.
And I think something really useful that can come from this Eastern philosophy, like Buddhism or Hinduism, is that they often emphasize giving up this heavy, heavy like sense of individuality and attachment that we have to ourselves and ego in a way. And giving up that self-importance can actually lead to less suffering. And I do think that definitely has some merit when, you know, you're making even such a small thing, like letting it ruin your day or something like that, and allowing it just to, you know, not attach to you quite as much, I think can be helpful. But it's very easy to preach and very easy to say like, oh yeah, we should do this. Like, don't be scared. You're just a little dot in the middle of the universe. But, you know, the way we see things, we are pretty much our own little universes, so it's kind of difficult to
look around
yourself from that.
Yeah, that kind of goes into why this is so difficult, because like,
yeah,
you know, first of all, we only see our own worlds kind of thing. Like, it is kind of hard to see like have a mental picture other than a video, but even a video, it sometimes feels like you can't fully comprehend it, of zooming out so much and being able to actively zoom out all the time. And
because that could just become depersonalization.
Yeah, that's like that zooming out. Yeah, you're like constantly out of body. Like, you're just soul at this point. Like, so yeah, don't zoom out like all the time. But I think, you know, but even zooming out, like even that practice of zooming out is so difficult, because we have this idea rooted into us, especially in Western culture, that everyone tells us, be significant, you know, like,
make a difference.
Your life is the most important thing, pretty much. Like, everyone else, no, it's just you versus yourself kind of thing. And it's you self-improving, you need to be successful. And the media says that you're pretty much just worthy of being being impressive and everything if you have this certain lifestyle or certain kind of personality or, you know, these awards.
Yeah, and we're obsessed with progress too. And like, this is a measure of how important your life can be, is either, you know, making a lot of money or creating a new invention or standing up for people's rights, like anything in the name of progress. And I think some aspects of progress get valued over others quite a lot. But yeah, there's always this like moving goalpost of progress and bettering yourself, trying to, I don't even know if people are trying to better the world anymore.
I feel like we're going backwards at this point. Yeah. Like, let's just go back to our stone axes at this point.
I guess bettering themselves is kind of what DJ Coco was saying too.
Yeah. You know, like, this emphasis on capitalism and like, I've got to say the word.
It's
but,
true.
You know, like, we see the typical ones like, oh, you know, you are doing great if you are famous, if you're rich and you have luxury goods, or you're beautiful and you're put together, like you have the makeup, you got the children, the home, yada, yada, yada. These are all the typical ones. But I feel like there's also ways of improving and being significant for the people who also reject this mainstream media, even though you're rejecting it. Because there's people who are like, oh, I value being smart. But then it's like, oh, I have to be so smart. I want my name to be put into history books. I want people to remember my name. Like, you know, Darwin's Finches, for example. Or there are people who really want to create things like art or be authors of books and like want a bestseller book or write, make a beautiful film. And they want awards for this. And like, this could even be for self-awareness in a way, like, you know, watching yourself become more self-aware over time. And you're like, wow, go me. Like, I'm better now and more significant and have a better life, I guess, because now more self-aware. So
yeah, I think everyone kind of wants to be remembered in a way, right? Like, by being famous, you're kind of eternal, or by having your name in a history book, like, you're still there after you're gone. And I feel like that's just kind of a coping mechanism to, I mean, if you're doing it for that reason, at least to kind of, you know, not think about death or think about how one day you will might be eventually forgotten.
Eventually not here. Big idea. Yeah. I feel like we're all just avoiding the idea of trying to think about death or think about how insignificant we are. I feel like back to that, I think we're always trying to run away. Like, we have to give awards. We have to make things meaningful in life to run away from the fact that everything we do is meaningless. That's my take on it. That's not the truth. But
also, is it just people are trying to find a sense of meaning rather than accept that everything is meaningless? Because we honestly don't really know, like, what's going to have meaning or what isn't when we're doing it. And even if it has meaning to us, does that mean it's meaningless in the grand scheme of things? And who even is the grand scheme of things?
Yeah, like, who? Why would we even care about this grand?
Why my life is meaningless?
Like, who is like up there with a stamp? Like, I don't. I guess that's why religion is also a thing, you know, in general, because of trying to accept this idea that, oh, we actually don't know anything or what we're doing, and so we have to put labels on gods and things. But controversial. That'll be another topic for another day.
But yeah, it is scary to think about death, because when I was researching this topic, one of these articles just kind of flippantly said, they're like, yeah, so you have like 4,000 weeks to live, so what are you going to do with those weeks? I was like, 4,000 weeks? When you put it like that, like, holy crap, I'm 22 and that's 4,000 weeks is 75 years, so, you know, reaching my quarter life or like
quarter
third
life,
of a life at this point. And that is terrifying. So when I was looking into this topic, I actually, it made me more scared. It made me have more of an existential crisis than I was already, you know, that's already in the back of your mind.
I'm over here like, I'm feeling zen after this topic. I was
floating.
I was like, I'm floating rock, you know. Like, I think we took this completely opposite mentally wise. But I guess that's also the thing about this therapy type, because it's so subjective. Like, there's no way it's anything on the level of CBT that it works for this many people. And also, you know, what kind of practices can we even do for this?
Yeah, like, what they can tell you, and then you just have to, apply that perspective to your life as a coping mechanism. Like, every kind of philosopher. Okay. We're getting a phone call, so we're just going to play a song, and then we'll be back.
Okay. Well,
bye.
I guess.
party. Come over to my house. There's no I like my body. No, you can live without. Say you want a party. Come over to my house. There's no I like my body. No, you can live without. Say you want a party. Come over to my house.
Party. I'm in the front. 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 I'm in
Welcome back, everyone. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. You're tuning into Slumber Party. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
And that song you just heard was La Derive by Rousey. And I think there might have been one before that. No. Oh, yeah. It was If You Want a Party, Come Over to My House by FCUKERS from their new album. Oh, they're coming to Vancouver April 9th at the Commodore. So if you like that song, go check them out. Sorry for the interruption. We just got a very lovely call from one of our listeners, just talking about how he appreciated the topic and also brought up a good point about how the overemphasis of being an individual kind of disconnects us from one another and community in general. So I think that was, you know, a nice little addition to our conversation topic.
Definitely. We wanted to just wrap up the topic as well. I think we just had some final kind of questions and maybe some steps to help into cosmic insignificance. I'm not sure if this is not any straightforward path or anything, but it could help for this. DJ Star had some issues with this as well.
Just more so in the sense, I think I mentioned the existential terror already, but another thing is that just because human lives are small and short relatively doesn't mean that we lack significance, I guess, in our own context, because this perspective assumes that like the cosmic perspective is like the most objective in the way that, you know, we can measure ourselves against. But, you know, in reality, that is not really how most people measure themselves. And intuitively, when I was reading about this theory, like I see its value, but I do kind of feel like everyone's, like, it's saying no one's life is significant, but at the same time, isn't everyone's? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like if we were to preach this idea more to everyone, in a way, this could also demotivate people from achieving things in their life and continue working in a way. That is also long-term take. I think it is still good, just as a general sense, for people who have anxiety or, you know, perfectionism especially, or overachievers, for this idea. But it can be taken to a point where we were mentioning before with the stoicism and the gym guys and certain subpopulations, this could backfire.
Yeah, we don't want to take it to the point of numbness. There are still a lot of things in life to an individual that are very significant, like love or even trauma or something. And those are things that we should respond to and that we should deal with the correct care. But yeah, I do feel like every life still does have significance and value. And that is my perspective. And not to say that's not compatible with this idea that, you know, we're all insignificant in a way, but that every life is still important. I don't think it's not saying that no life is important either.
Oh, yeah. I feel like there's of course, different levels of significance and, you know, different layers to the onion.
Yeah, because, you know, what are, like, we talking, like, what does significant, yeah, even mean in this context, actually?
Like, we don't even have a label for significance. Like, there's no, like, it's not money, it's not, you know, how many offspring you have or whoever, you know? Like, it's very subjective, as is everything.
Yeah, because there's so many people in my life that feel extremely significant to me, mm-hmm. and maybe to the universe, you know, they're not necessarily special, but to me, they're special.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
At the end of the day, hey.
But yeah, if you are interested in cosmic insignificance, can leave you with some points in mind. I feel like the basis of cosmic insignificance is empathy. That is just my first thought of what can kind of start this, because having empathy is the ability to understand those around you and, you know, like, oh, I feel like this. Oh, they're feeling like this because this happened kind of way.
Mm-hmm. And also just to add quickly that there is a sense of comfort that you can definitely get from understanding how universal the human experience is. Like, everyone probably ever has, like, gone through very similar things to you, perhaps in different ways, but it's been lifetimes and lifetimes and generations of humans who have been suffering the same, loving the same. Like, it's very nice to know that you're not alone in that sense.
Yeah, like, you, if I make mistakes, someone out there on in the temporal or spatial world has made the same mistake.
Someone else on Reddit has already experienced that.
Oh my gosh, every time I have a problem, Reddit. 30 people have had this before. So in a way, I don't really think about that. I'm usually like, oh, thank gosh, like, they've had the same problem. But then at the same time, you're like, wait, am I special? Kind of way. Mm-hmm, so there's that. But yeah, and going more on to the steps, so there's that empathy fact, you know, other people have the same problems as you. And then also that idea of Sonder, where it's that realization of the complex lives around you, which is directly tied with all of that. And for me, I think that step into this topic was just having some form of historical knowledge. So I've been learning more about human evolution, and that kind of catalyzed me into... you know, wow, yeah, we were chimpanzees, like, guys, like, how did we get here? And, you know, there's 300,000 years of billions of humans. So, you know, whatever works for you, you know, there's anthropology, Greek mythology, wars, just even 20th century history, are all ways that just knowing of our temporal context of the world. So those are just some pointers if you'd like. But I think that wraps up our conversation today.
I think for now it does. Next week, I do know I have a bit of another philosophical / spiritual topic lined up. And so stay tuned for that if you're interested in these kinds of topics.
I don't know why I just went all Santa here. I was like, ho, 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 ho.
She's into it.
I see it.
So anyway, yeah, I hope you all enjoyed that topic. That was a very good choice from DJ Coco.
Thank you.
I
think we'll head into our last couple songs, but this will be our last last time you'll hear us for tonight. So thank you so much for tuning in to Slumber Party. We are here every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Next up, we have an open mic with Lynn, and then at 8 p.m. we have Bitcoover with our music coordinator Connor, so definitely stay tuned for those. They're both live as well.
Yep, Tuesday's the best day.
Oh yeah.
No, just kidding, every day is amazing at CJSF. But
no, just Tuesdays.
Anyways, this next song is by Kali Uchis, one of my favorite artists, from her EP Por Vida, which is also one of my favorite pieces of work from her, and the song is called Rush. So I hope you enjoy.
Bye.
Time's not real, and when
life behind a kick drum. Now it's time to spit some. What you know about this, son? What you know about...